Let's take a few moments to help a neighbor celebrate a big birthday. It is Canada Day tomorrow, the 150th birthday for the country that brought us hockey, time zones, the pacemaker, and these many pop culture moments.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
The mind is not for them. So put them down to bed again.
Space, a final frontier.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what
you
want?
You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love.
So much talent from Canada. That was Drake, Joni Mitchell, William Shatner, the band Rush, and our next guest, comedian Mike Myers, as Austin Powers, the international man of mystery. Although a longtime resident of the United States, Myers remains proudly Canadian. He even wrote a book about it, titled appropriately, Canada. It's sort of a love letter to his homeland as it turns 150. Our co-host Rachel Martin spoke with Myers about what it means to be Canadian.
Thanks so much for being with us, Mike.
Thank you for having me.
What do you love about Canada?
Where do I begin? when I get off the plane to visit my brother up in Toronto, my jaw unhinges, my shoulders drop to my hips, and I just can feel the civility, like on a cellular level. In a world where countries have more passion and more oomph, our civility is looking awfully sexy lately. I don't know of a country that is working as hard as Canada to try and get things right in terms of inclusion, in terms of a level playing field. And I think we don't get everything right, but we're certainly trying really hard up there.
You haven't lived there in a long time, but you grew up there. You spent the first 20 years of your life in Canada. You grew up outside Toronto, is that right?
I grew up in Scarborough, which is a suburb of Toronto. The relationship of Scarborough to Toronto is New Jersey to New York.
Okay, got it.
And at times, it can be a punchline. There's a lot of donut stores, factory carpet outlets. And its nickname is Scarberia. So that's the need I say more.
Yeah. Were both your parents from the U.K.?
Both my parents were from Liverpool. They came to Canada in 56.
They're immigrants.
Yeah.
Did they stake their futures on a Canadian life? I mean, what drew them to Canada?
Both my parents were in World War II. My mom was in the Royal Air Force, and my dad was in the Royal Engineers of the British Army. And he got to know Americans, and he loved American movies and American entertainment. And I never really got a straight answer, but my understanding is that my dad thought he could just get a job in America at this place called Dunlop's. It's a tire company. And my dad worked at Dunlop's in Liverpool after the war. And just thought if he showed up and said, oh, well, I used to do this in Liverpool, mate. You know, can I get a job? And evidently it didn't work that way, so he went back up to Toronto. That's what I believe.
That does kind of tie into the central tension in your book, which is what it means to be a Canadian. I mean, even as you tell the story, your dad had this idea about coming to America and making his fortune, because that myth is really strong. The narrative of what it means to be an American and the American dream is a thing that people understand the world over. And and Canada doesn't have that.
Well, what's interesting, what's emerged is that statistically Canada has more of the American dream than America does now. There's a higher percentage of people that actually own their own homes than Americans per capita. People in Canada, the children tend to make more money than their parents did, who are children of immigrants.
So it's just bad marketing.
It is bad marketing, but that is Canada in a nutshell. We live next to, if Rome ruled the world with the broadsword, and if Britain with the three-masted ship, America's ruled the world with the moving image and the ability to tell stories. The American narrative is unbelievable. You know, Canada doesn't have that. We're a country born without a mission statement. We're an anomaly of geography and history. But what we can be is the collection of progressive ideals. And I say in the book, you know, we may not have put a man on the moon, but we've been awfully nice to the man on Earth. Hmm. And that is something I'm very proud of.
You write, although, that Canadians, be they nice and kind and civil, that they also have a morbid streak.
It's absolutely true. There is, it's an odd anomaly, but a lot of stories are, Do you hear about my friend? He died, eh? In front of his kids, eh? Sad. It's almost every story is in front of his kids, eh?
Like, there always needs to be like an, and it was so bad that it can't just be bad.
There's
really
a
bad
joy in underplaying and having low affect as you describe horrible things. So it's like, do you hear about our teacher? He was up north. He was water skiing. He hit the dock, yeah. His head broke open like a grape. You know, his brains went everywhere. It was really bad. They had to get like 75 body bags for it. And it's like the more lower affect that you can describe something gruesome and horrible.
One more thing I have to ask you before I let you go. Today, you are getting an award. You're actually getting the Order of Canada. It's, I guess, akin to being knighted in,
yes,
in Great Britain. Congratulations. That's pretty huge.
Thank you so much. I am insanely honored. The only tinge of sadness is that my mom passed away about 3.5 months ago. She didn't live to see it. But as a child of an immigrant who was raised by Canada and the Canadian government, it is an unbelievable honor. And they called me on my birthday, which was fantastic.
Wow.
It was like a perfect day. Unbelievable.
Are you going to go for Canada Day this weekend? Are you going to go party?
I don't know. I always deck my house out with Canadian flags and portraits of the Queen and stuff.
You
and
do not. Do you really?
Of course I do, yeah. There's nobody more Canadian than a Canadian who no longer lives in Canada, you know. And I will, as a joke, I'll often call the 4th of July American Canada Day.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Mike Myers, thanks so much for taking the time, and happy Canada Day to you.
Thank you, and happy American Canada Day to you as well.
Oh, Canada.
So much getting along. Happy birthday, Canada. That was Rachel Martin talking to Mike Myers, actor, comedian, and author of the book, Canada.